KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, this is the first week of the RPI state rankings being posted. And the Irish boys lost to Moses Lake Christian in a battle of unbeaten teams on Friday of the Christmas Classic. The RPI postings came out on Monday. Moses Lake Christian, number one. Liberty Christian, who is undefeated on the season, is number two. The Sales boys are number three. And this is a league game. Both teams undefeated in league play. Liberty Christian, they got the late start as well. These two teams, these two schools, met for the football championship on December 5th. The Irish boys beat Liberty Christian for the state football championship, and now they'll meet on the basketball court for the first time. Liberty Christian has gotten 9 games in 4 weeks since that state tournament football win. The Sales will be playing their 8th game. The Patriots will be playing their 10th. So both schools have been very busy since that football championship run. The Sales boys played their Christmas Classic this weekend, lost to Moses Lake Christian 54-44, then beat Asotin on Saturday 83-57. The Patriots have not played, did not play over Christmas vacation. Oh, yes, they did. Not even reading my own notes. They beat Riverside Christian on December 27th. They beat Mapton on December 29th. And at Garpal, the number one team in the wheat division, last Friday, Liberty Christian beat Garpal 56-40. So they are rolling right along. We'll be back with a timeout and a look at the rosters and the starters for both teams. Number two versus number three when we come back on number 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, Pat Wallace gathered up the starting lineups. Busy between games there, trying to figure out that mystery 3 points for the Patriot girls and then getting the starters for the Patriot boys. But we've got them here. Dylan Hawk, the head coach. I'm assuming he is the father of the talented eighth grader Taylor Hawk on the girls' team and his son Trevor Hawk, a senior on the boys' team. The starters for Liberty Christian, the DeSales Irish beat them twice last year. But they've got an addition to their lineup who wasn't on the roster last year, Riker Wagaman, a senior who transferred from Kamiak, and I'm pretty sure I've got the name and the face together. He was a wide receiver on their football team. He's a senior. He will start. They do not list heights for their boys' teams either. We'll give those as I get them matched up with our guys. Trevor Hawk, a senior, will start. He had 4 and 9 points against the Irish last year. Both wins by DeSales. Harrison Cowan, a senior, will start. Camden Hogebohm, a senior, will start. 7 and 5 points last year. And then Nate Grover, a senior, 19 points and 7 points in 2 games against the Irish last year. So they're an experienced club. They'll start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors. They start all seniors. Did I count that right? 1, 2, 3. Yes. All seniors for Liberty Christian starting lineup, and they're playing like a bunch of seniors. They are undefeated.
Looks like Nate's a junior.
Who?
Nate Grover's a junior.
25, Nate Grover?
Yeah.
Huh, he was listed as a junior last year.
That's according to Pat.
Nate Grover's a senior there.
Okay.
Nate Grover's a senior on the roster. Okay, there we go. Now
I'll
get back on track. Spencer Green, a 5'10 senior, will start. Spencer set a school record last year on the Patriot home floor, scoring 49 points in a win for the Irish. Spencer had a nice Christmas Classic tournament, scored 25 against the Soton on Saturday. Cohen Wood will start. He's a 6-foot junior. Manning Filan will start. Good to see Manning back in the starting lineup. The 5'10 senior took a nasty fall against Moses Lake Christian. I assumed that he might be under concussion protocol when he didn't suit up for a Soton, but he was okay, but he had been dealing with a sore ankle, and with the head bang on the floor and the sore ankle, Coach Wood said, hey, let's just rest him. But everything came out okay on the noggin, and everything is good to go with the ankle, apparently. Also starting for DeSales, Jackson Gazelle, a 5'9" senior. And then the fifth starter for the Irish, Maddox Filan, the 5'9" senior. So five senior starters for the Patriots. And the Irish will start four seniors, so two very experienced teams. Okay, we'll be right back with the opening tip-off on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're ready to go. We'll get the officials to you as we go. As Hogaboam and Wood will tip it up, it's controlled in backcourt by the Patriots. Nate Grover will get it off to Hawk. Patriots working to my left in the road, dark blue uniforms with the white numbers and the red trim. Pass up top goes to Cowan. No room to shoot. Hawk now will drive. Irish playing man-to-man defense. Right wing is Wagaman with the ball. Left wing pass goes to Cowan. Green on him. Pass down low to Hogaboam. He powers it up over Filan. That's over Manning. Shot won't go. Rebound. Oh. Rebound Maddox Filan. And then they reach in on him and they call a jump ball.
Usually let him have a little tug.
Little tug is that's what it was. Full court pressure by the Patriots. 2-2-1. Zone press is the look. They get to Cazell in the front court to Maddox Filan. Up top to Green. He'll fire a long three. It's off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound tip. Manning Filan's got it. Manning can't hit it. Rebounded in there by Hogaboam. Wood tipped the initial rebound to Manning, but Manning couldn't finish. No score. Each team misfiring on their opening possession. Down low to Hawk. Backing in on Gazelle. He spins inside on him. Shot partially blocked by Gazelle. Rebound Manning Filan. Trevor Hawk wanted a foul call. Cohen Wood almost lost the handle, bringing it up court. He'll get off to Maddox Filan. Now deep on the left wing to Manning Filan. Back to Maddox. Gets a screen from Green. Maddox on the drive, dumps it down low to Manning Filan, knocked out of bounds by the Patriots. The Patriot faithful, very, very vocal in that girls' game. They don't like that call. 11 on the shot clock. Malachi Raymond checks in for Spencer Green. That's a quick, very quick exit for Spencer for some reason. Malachi gets it into Wood. Up top, the Maddox filing. Now between the circles to Gazelle. Swing left wing to Malachi. On the baseline, Manning. Manning filing drives, double team kick out to Maddox. Shot clock runs out. The Sales does not get a shot off. I forgot about the shot clock myself. So good defense by Liberty Christian. They have scouted the Irish hard. They were up at Sunnyside watching us play here in mid-December. I think it was December 20th. On the drive is Wagaman. His shot won't go long. Rebound tipped out. The Patriots will reset. In the left corner goes to Wagaman. Wrong cross court pass in the right corner to Cowan. Cowan will fire a deep three against the defense. Off the mark. Backside rebound. Nate Grover. Nobody blocked him out. Grover uncontested with the putback. Our first points of the game go to the Patriots. 5:49 to go first quarter. Pass left wing to Malachi Raymond. Now up top to Gazelle between the circles. Right wing to Maddox Filan. Maddox on the drive to the left elbow. Now to Gazelle. Gazelle gets his player in the air. 15-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound tip controlled by the Patriots. Hogeboom with the board. Now to Hawk. Hawk looks over at his dad, the head coach, Dylan Hawk. And now Trevor Hawk brings it into front court. They get it up top to Wagaman. Wagaman fires a deep three straight away off the mark. Won't go. Battle for the rebound. Raymond can't save it from going out of bounds. Three white shirts collided. So friendly fire knocked Raymond out of the bounds with the ball. Green checks back in as Jackson Gazelle sits down. 5:11 to go first quarter. Patriots up 2-0. Hot gets away with a high dribble. Gets the ball back. Gets it to Grover. Grover drives strong to the basket and lays it in. Nate Grover, the senior, all five players are seniors. He has 4 points. 4:54 to go in the first quarter. Green on the right wing with it. Wagaman right on him. Up top to Raymond. Malachi passes left corner to Maddox. Kick out to Malachi. Three on the way. Backboard, nothing else. Rebounded by Hogeboom. Hogeboom gets it to Grover. Now to Hawk. Liberty Christian with a ball and an early 4-0 lead. Pass on the wing to Grover. Faces the basket. Raymond reaches in, knocks it away, goes right to Hogeboom. Now to Hawk. 10 on the shot clock. Hawk gets a screen. Boy, he's getting away with a little bit of a palming the basketball. But they say it's okay. He has it stripped, gets it back, tips in the corner to Cowan. Three on the way. Right as the shot clock buzzer sounded. And Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. And the Patriots are up to a 7-point lead. Halfway through the first quarter. Green with the ball between the circles. Left wing pass goes to Wood. Wood on the drive and a reach-in foul is called on Hogeboom. First foul of the game on either team. The Sales, 4 minutes and 7 seconds into this contest, have not scored. Jimenez checks in for Wood. So somewhere along the line, these last few games, the Irish offense has gotten out of sync. And Moses Lake Christian, very physical, senior-dominated team, had a lot to do with that. In the corner to Maddox Filan, he hits the three. They inbounded it up top to Green. Spencer found Maddox in the right corner. And the Irish, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three, gets the Irish on the board. Hawk will fire a quick three the other way. Backboard, too strong, rebound, Patriots, and then they throw it out of bounds. It was, the three-pointer was way off the mark. It banged off the backboard, nicked the front rim, and then the Patriots with the offensive rebound, then they threw it away. Substitution for the Patriots as Cowan comes out, and into the game comes Nye Coombsy, another senior. A lot of seniors on this team. Left wing pass goes to Raymond. Raymond down low to Manning Filan, spins inside, reverse lay-in is good. The Irish with the Filan brothers have scored 5 in a row. It's a 7-5 game. Manning has such a quick first step. He's only 5'10", but he makes his money down low. And there's a Hawk three. Trevor Hawk, a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, 10-5 Patriots. They are fired up. 2:56 to go, first quarter. Timeout Irish. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, I've been doing DeSales basketball for a long time, and we've got a very solid program going. State tournament 4 years in a row, state semifinal 3 years in a row, and I have not seen this much intensity by opponents in our gym this early in the season. Patriots come out with full court pressure, and a ball gets knocked loose from Filan, and then got a foul called on the loose ball, and it's going to be on Manning Filan. So the Patriots, out of the Irish timeout, clamp on the full court press man-to-man and create the turnover and get a foul. Patriots with the ball up 10-5. Pass up top goes to Nate Grover. Right corner to Hawk. Hawk with Maddox filing on him. Hawk at the right elbow. Kick it up top to Wagaman. Wagaman between the circles. Malachi Raymond on him. 15-footer on the way. And it's good. Four different Patriots have scored. Good defense there. Elevated from the right elbow. Hit the back iron. Went off the edge of the rim and then fell in. 12-5. Patriots. And there's a steal by Wagaman out front. And he'll lay it in. The Patriots ripping it against the Irish. DeSales down 14-5 on their home court. Spencer Green deep on the left wing. Wagaman on him. Cross court pass to Malachi Raymond. He traveled. This Malachi trying to go one-on-one. Shuffled the pivot foot. And Jackson Gazelle and Wood and also Jake Warwick will check in as Jimenez, Maddox, Filan, and Malachi Raymond sit down. So the Irish getting blitzed here early. Patriots with the ball and a 14-5 lead. Coomsey with it. Up top it goes to Grover. Grover now over to Eli Isley, a junior who's checked in. Up top to Hawk. Right corner Coomsey. Three on the way. Hits an air ball rebound by Gazelle. Outlet to Green. 1:29 to go first quarter. DeSales only two field goals so far. Wood gets it down low to Filan. That's Manning. Back to Wood. Wood on the dribble drive. Spins inside. Splits the defense. Misses the shot inside. And that's going to be a foul on Warwick going after the offensive rebound. The physical play and the pace of the game, first with Moses Lake Christian and now with Liberty Christian, seems to be a little too much for the Irish boys. And it shouldn't be, but it is. They're going to have to find a way to adjust to it. A minute to go. Irish down 14-5. Now Coomsey on the right winger. That hasn't knocked away by Warwick. And then off of Coomsey's leg and out of bounds. Nice defense by Jake Warwick, the 6-foot sophomore. Substitution for the Patriots. Hogaboom comes out. Cowan, a senior, checks back in. So Gazelle, Green, Manning, Filan, Warwick, and Wood. Minute to go with the ball. The Irish a minute to go, down 14-5. Spencer Green has taken just one shot, a deep three, the first time the Irish had the ball. Manning Filan on the drive, spins in, has it slapped away, got slapped in the face, inadvertent, loses the ball. Another Irish turnover against good Patriot defense. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Up top the Wagaman, three, on the way, won't go, rebound Warwick. Green with the ball, 28 on the shot clock, 32 on the first quarter game clock. Irish down 14-5. Right wing pass to Gazelle. Gazelle, one dribble up top between the circles to Warwick. Now to Wood. Wood in the lane. 8-footer straight away. He's got it. Cohen Wood's 2-pointer. The Irish down 14-7 with 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. Patriots can play for one shot if they choose. I'm assuming they will. Green trying to not let Hawk get the ball. Hawk will get it now. Gazelle on him. DeSales has dropped into his own. There's a deep three by Hawk at the buzzer. He hits it, 17-7. Hawk hits a deep three at the buzzer, and Trevor Hawk is really emotional right now. One of the Patriot seniors, 17-7, all Liberty Christian after 8 minutes. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
Oh, they're pretty hot, but they can't keep this up the whole game.
We'll see.
Don't get your head dobber down there, DeSales.
All right. We're back live at the start of the second quarter. DeSales outscored 17-7 in the first quarter, including a Trevor Hawk three-pointer at the buzzer, and he has the ball now as they'll start the second quarter with the ball. Three Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in the first quarter for the Patriots, two of them by Trevor Hawk. He drives in, cut out, kick out to Wagaman. Wagaman for three, it's off the mark, won't go. Rebound Manning, Filan tips it to himself. To Spencer Green, Patriots will hustle back. Green, Manning, Filan, Maddox, Filan, Cohen, Wood, and Cazell on the floor for Coach Wood to start the second quarter, the same group that started the ball game. Now with it is Manning Filan. Now to Maddox. Maddox on the drive, gets Hawk in the air, puts up a shot too strong, won't go. Rebound, Cowan. Gets it to Hawk. Hawk will bring it into front court. Now top to out to Hogaboam. He loses the handle, tries to save it, goes right to Green. Spencer in transition, leaves it way short on a little turnaround jumper. Rebound Wagaman. Wagaman the other way, and he lays it in. Spencer Green got the loose ball, pulled up for a little five-footer, and shot it 4.5 feet. Irishtown 19-7. Wood in the lane, cut off, gets it to Gazelle. 16-footer straight away, he's got it. Sales just try to keep in range here. They're getting knocked around in their own gym. They're down 19-9, 6:33 to go, first half. Hawk gets it to Cowan and back to Hawk now. Between the circles, Green on him. Now they get it to Cowan. Cowan right side to Hogaboam. Now to Wagaman, mid post, up top to Cowan. Drives to the right elbow, kick out to Hogaboam. Shot clock down to 8. Wagaman with it, backing in, jumper over Wood. Won't go, rebound to Isley. Boy, that ball hit the ground. Nobody blocked out Isley, and Isley puts it back in. The ball hit the court right in the key just below the foul line, and Isley just went and got it. The sales getting outplayed. 21-9. Inside goes to Filan. Three-pointer way out, or jump hook way off the mark. The ball went to Maddox. Filan can't the shot. Rebound tip back out to him. Over to Spencer Green, and Spencer hits the three. The Hank Warden, Edward Jones three has the Irish back within 9. But the Irish had to struggle to get that one. Now to Cowan. Now to Hogaboam in the lane. He banks it in. Hogaboam's first bucket. 23-12 Patriots. Answering the 3-point field goal for Spencer Green. 5:22 to go, first half. Irish down 23-12. Green on the drive on Wagaman. Kick out to Wood. Open from 15. Banked it too hard. Rebound, Hogaboam. The sales is shooting like they hope it might go in. Not much confidence. 5:04 to go, first half. Irish down 23-12. Defense, the chant from the Irish fans. Swing it over to Hawk. Hawk to the high post to Hogaboam. We've got a whistle and a foul. Travel call as Hogaboam took it from the left elbow down the lane and got called for traveling. Malachi Raymond's going to check in for the sales. He'll check in for Danny Gazelle. Trying to work Malachi back into playing shape. Broke his finger there at the start of the football playoffs. He got a few minutes in against Pomeroy. And then about, a quarter and a half action against Moses Lake Christian, then started against the Soton. Inside it goes to Manning Filan. He collides with Hawk, and it's an offensive foul. So Manning went for that low shoulder turn and drive it to the hoop post move, and Hawk was right there. They have scouted DeSales very well. 23-12, Patriots with the ball in the lead. 4.5 minutes to go. You know, I thought about it here. You know, they played 9 games already, but this being their 10th, but with the all-senior roster, basically, you don't need as many practices. And there's Raymond slapping it away from Cowan right in the over in the right corner. And the Patriots definitely look mid-season form, and the Irish do not. 4:19 to go in the half. Irish down 23-12. Wagaman passes left wing on the inbound to Hogaboom. Open for three. He'll hit it. The third player for the Patriots with a three-pointer, and they are up 26-12. Maddox Filing kicks it in the right corner to Raymond. Raymond up top. It goes to Manning Filing. Now over to Spencer Green. Spencer on the drive. Up and in off the glass. The sales down 26-14. Hawk with the ball, 3:50 to go in the first half. Hogaboom gets in the front court, deep on the right wing to Cowan. Up top to Hawk. In the post to Hogaboom, swing it to Wagaman. Tries baseline, goes by Filen, leaves it short. Hogaboom can't put it back. Raymond with the rebound, now gets it to Maddox Filen. Now to the trailer, Wood. He's double-teamed, doesn't knock it away, gets it back, gets it to Green. Catch and shoot, three, he's got it. Spencer heating up. The Irish are within 9 at 26-17. They've scored 8 of the last 10 points, all by Spencer Green. 26-17, Irish down 9. 3 minutes to go in the half. They swing it to the elbow to Grover. His shot won't go. He follows his shot, gets his own rebound, and puts it in. DeSales not blocking out. 28-17, Patriots back up by double digits. Maddox filing passes off to Raymond. Raymond can't get any room to drive. Back to Maddox, now Wood with it. To the foul line area to Manning, swing it left wing to Maddox filing. Three on the way, he's got it. The sales is starting to find the range. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three by Maddox. 28-20, the Patriot lead. I think the sales is down by 13 at one point. They're now down 8. 2:25 to go. Trying to get something positive going in the last couple minutes of the first half. Now we have a reach-in foul on Spencer Green out front against Dylan Hawk. That's Spencer's first foul. Not very many fouls called in the ballgame. Only one foul called on the Patriots so far. The Irish have committed 4 fouls. Timeout on the floor. 2:20 to go in the half. The sales trails Liberty Christian 28-20 on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're sucking in too far.
Well, the timeout period is over. The Irish down 28-20. Coach Dylan Hawk has got to like what he's seen so far, but he has team at a double-digit lead. Spencer Green and Matt has gotten hot with 8 points in the quarter. A couple of Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. Maddox Filen has a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, and the Irish have cut the lead to 8. The Patriots will try to get it back to double digits on this possession. 10 on the shot clock. On the baseline, jumper won't go. Rebound to Jimenez. Grover missed the shot. Outlet to Maddox Filen. Maddox working against the Patriot defense. Looks like the Patriots are going to kind of a matchup zone. Malachi Raymond drives baseline, misses the shot, got to the rim, shot it too strong. Rebound, Weigemann. That would have been a great opportunity to cut into the lead further. Right wing pass to Cowan, three on the way. He's got it. They are hot. The third different player to hit two Hank Warden Edward Jones threes. 31-20, Patriots back up by 11. 1:20 to go in the first half. Jimenez to Green. Green will swing it right side. Maddox flying up top to Spencer. Spencer thought about a three, won't take it. Now to Maddox. Down low to Malachi. Double team kick out to Green. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Hogaboam. No second chances for the Irish. Patriots have had a lot of them. Now Weigemann in the front court. So nice timeout by the Patriots. Stop the little Irish rally. There's a pass inside stolen by Jimenez. Three on two. Jimenez will go the other way. Go up strong against Hogaboam and Weigemann. He's fouled. That's Mateo Jimenez, just a freshman. But no fear in that guy. Went up between two seniors. They sandwiched him. And the foul's going to go against Hogaboam. And that is his second. And just the first foul on the Patriots here in the second quarter. So Mateo, the freshman, will shoot two free throws. And he hits the first one. First free throw attempt of the game for the Irish. Boy, that spun around there. That was a swirly. It touched all the rim. Made at least two circles, but dropped in. Warwick checks in for Manning filing. That's a good substitution. Manning has those two fouls. 31-21, Irish down by 10. And the second one is off the back iron. Rebound tip goes back to Jimenez. Jimenez drives in, and he's fouled going to the basket. He'll go back to the line. Two whistles blew. I thought one might have a travel call, but they've got a – no, they say on the drive, not on the shot. The foul's on Isley is first, so Mateo Jimenez making his presence known. Green looks to inbound it. He'll throw it out top to Maddox Filan. 46 seconds to go in the half. Irish down 10, left corner to Jimenez. Back up top to Warwick. Now to Green between the circles. Patriots playing a 2-3 zone. Now on the baseline, it's Maddox. Filan has it out top. Now shot won't go. Rebound Jimenez. Tips it to Warwick. Warwick's shot won't go. Rebound by Weigemann. A lot of physical play underneath. 10-point Patriot lead. 25 seconds to go in the half. Hawk has the ball. He hit that three to beat the buzzer at the end of the quarter. Now Weigemann with it. 15 seconds. Now to Hogaboam, down low to Isley. Isley lays it in. Nice ball movement by the Patriots. 7 seconds to go. Green with the ball. Gets it to Maddox Filan. He gives it up. Right corner, Raymond. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Weigemann. That's going to be the end of the first half. DeSales down 10 at the half. Ten at the end of the quarter. They are down 12 at the half. 33 for the Patriots. 21 for the Irish. At the half, you're listening to it on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning. an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Patriots on the road here at DeSales, a gym they lost in last year 60-37. But they come in here with five senior starters, and the first guy off their bench was a senior as well. In fact, except for Eli Isley, everybody who's played for the Patriots so far has been a senior, and they jumped on the Irish right away. The Irish had just one basket, I think, in the first 4 minutes of the game, got outscored 17-7 in the first quarter. Trevor Hawk, one of the Patriots seniors, goes to about 5'10". He hit a Hank Warden Edward Jones three to beat the buzzer to give the Patriots their 10-point halftime lead. They hit three total threes in the first quarter. Maddox Filan had a three in the first quarter for the Irish, but only three first quarter field goals in a 10-point deficit. The Patriots grew it to as many as, I think, 13 points. Then Spencer Green got hot, hit a couple of Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, and a drive for a lay-in for eight straight points. Maddox Filan hit a three. And the Irish had it down to 6 points with the ball. And then after a timeout, Malachi Raymond drove baseline, had a good look. It went off the rim. The Patriots went the other way and hit a three and then a two. So it could have been 4-point disadvantage turned into an 11-point disadvantage. And that's the Patriots ended up outscoring the Irish 16-14 in the second quarter to add two more points to that 10-point first quarter lead. So the Irish boys have got to find a way to climb back in it here in the second half. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at DeSales High School. If you weren't with us for the girls game, a very competitive game as well. The girls led throughout the game. The lead was as many as 10, but usually it was about a four-point ball game. And then with about a minute to go, the Patriots had tied it up and took a timeout, and they had the ball. And then during the timeout, there was a long discussion at the scores table, and they added 3 points to the Patriots score. And Coach Hazeltine was just like, what is going on here? And so you got a minute to go. You think the game's tied. Now you're down 3. The Patriots went up by 4 on that possession and ended up winning 51-47. Our Dairy Queen player of the game in the girls contest, Peyton Benavides, a 5'8 junior, scored 16 points in the game, 10 in the second half. And she was 3 of 6 in the free throw line. Honorable mention goes to Teresa Holtzinger at 23 points in the game as well. But the Lady Irish dropped a 2-2 in the division, 5-5 overall. Their next game will not be until Monday at Touche. The DeSales boys, who are down here at the half, 24-20, they will travel to Wenatchee Friday for the Native American Classic hosted by Wenatchee Valley Community College. And Friday night on the campus of Walla Walla Valley Wenatchee Valley Community College, DeSales boys will take on Cascade of Leavenworth, a 1A program, at 7 p.m. And then Saturday, the boys will play at 11 a.m. at the Toyota Center in Wenatchee against Tulalip Heritage. Tulalip Heritage, a 1B school, perennial state tournament qualifier. The Sales beat them in the quarterfinals last year. So the Irish have played some really tough competition lately. Moses Lake Christian, the number one team in the state, beat the Irish by 10 Friday in the Christmas Classic. And here, Liberty Christian, the number two team in the state, is up on the Irish 33-21 at the half. We'll come back with a look at the stats and have second half action on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. The Irish down 33-21. We've got some youngsters out playing a halftime game, and they won't get off the court. We got to get them off the court. And so finally, Patriot coach Dylan Hawk says, hey, guys, get off the floor. So a little mismanagement there at halftime. That shouldn't be doing that. But the Hawks were hot in the first half, scoring for Liberty Christian 33 first half points, including 5 Hank Warden Edward Jones threes. Coach Hawk got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players in the game. 6 of them scored points, and they are very, very balanced. 4 for Eli Isley off their bench. And then the rest of the points from their 5 senior starters. 5 for Camden Hogebohm. 6 for Riker Wagaman. 6 for Trevor Hawk. 6 for Harrison Cowan. And 6 for Nate Grover. You can't get much more balanced scoring than that. The Patriots have not shot a free throw. And that's to their credit. And the Irish maybe need to get a little more physical with them. For the Irish, after just 7 first quarter points, they hung in there with the Patriots in the second quarter, getting outscored 16-14. Coach Wood got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ballgame. 6 of them have scored. 1 point for Mateo Jimenez. A 6 foot freshman played very aggressively against the Patriots in the second quarter. Two for Manning Filan, two for Jackson Gazelle, two for Cohen Wood, six for Maddox Filan, both on Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes, and 8 points for Spencer Green, all in the second quarter. Spencer hit two Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes. The Irish have 4 3-point field goals, the Patriots 5. It's the 2-point field goals, it's the offensive rebounding, and just a lot of hustle and effort plays that the Irish are just getting beat on. Similar to what happened against Moses Lake Christian. But the Patriots, in my opinion, not quite the team that Moses Lake Christian was. They were just physical at a whole nother level. So the Irish will start the second half with the ball. Spencer Green, Maddox Filan, Manning Filan, Cohen Wood, Jackson Gazelle on the floor. Working to our left in front of Coach Wood in the Irish bench. Maddox Filan on the drive, kick out to Wood. Ball fake and drive. Kick it to Manning Filan. 15-footer straight away. He's got it. So the Irish draw up the play, score on their first possession of the second half. Now they got to turn up the defense. Hawk up top of the ball. DeSales playing a 2-3 zone against the Patriots. The left wing pass to Wagaman to Hogaboam. Hogaboam in the right corner to Cowan. Three on the way out there. I'm going to go. Rebound Spencer Green. Now let the Maddox Filan. Patriots hustle back. Maddox picks up his dribble in the corner. Finds Manning Filan down low. Tries to get Hogaboam in the air. Can't do it. Takes a tough shot. Won't go. Actually tried to get Grover in the air. Hogaboam got the rebound. 10-point Patriot lead, but the Irish have scored first here in the second half. Wagaman on the left wing with it. Up top to Hawk. Right wing pass to Cowan. Cowan to Hawk. To Wagaman. Wagaman down on the block to Grover. Grover powers it up and in. So Grover just backed in on Manning Filan, scored it. Lead back up to 35-23. Maddox Filan swings it to Gazelle. Up top between the circles to Maddox Filan. Tries to get a screen from Manning, but Hawk works around it. Now up top to Wood. Down low to Manning Filan. Pass left corner to Gazelle. Gazelle. Nice head fake. Got his defender in the air and then just passed it out to Wood. But Cohen Wood drives to the basket from the wing and scores it. But yeah, Jackson had a path to the rim, and it worked out as he got it to Wood, who laid it in. 35-25 Patriots. Irish has scored on both of their two of their three second half possessions. Grover with his back to the basket, backing in on Filan. No room to kick out to Hawk. Deep three. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by the Patriots. Missed. And now finally picked out of there by Manning Filan. Off the foot. No! Off the foot of Grover. Gets some help. And now, holy moly. Now credit Grover. He was trying hard to keep that ball alive. He ran right between the two DeSales players. And now I'm a long ways away, but it looked right, went off his foot. But the call goes the Patriots' way. The officials are a lot closer than I am. But when you hustle all the time, like the Patriots have been doing, you get a break every once in a while. Wagaman between the circles in the lane to Hogaboam. Kick out the Hawk. Three on the way. It's short. Well,
we
talked about the fact that they weren't going to stay this hot. So far, the third quarter, their three-pointers aren't falling. Irish down 10, 35-25. Got to make up some ground. Green drives right to left. Cut off. Gets it to Gazelle. Gets a player in the air. Drives to the basket this time. And he's fouled. And will go up for two shots. I think he said he was shooting. Yes,
two.
He was. I think we got a little break there. That foul was on Wagaman, his first. And now Cowan will come out. And Nye Coomsey will come in. Seven players played in the first half. They are so experienced. Six seniors and one junior. Now they're trying to figure out. Yeah, they tried to substitute. You got to wait till the first free throw, right, Coach?
Correct.
So Jack is a gazelle. We'll try to get it down to single digits. He's got two chances at it. First free throw, nothing but the bottom of the net. 5'9" seniors, first free throw. He's got 3 points. Irish down by 9. They've been as close as 6 and behind by as many as 13. Jackson hits them both. Irish down 35-27. Hawk into front court with Green shadowing him. Now, actually, he's not into front court yet. Now he is. Dribbles all the way over to the left corner near half court. Green shadowing Hawk on the drive to the left elbow. Kick out goes to Hogaboam. Hogaboam stripped by Green. Ball's on the floor. Hawk picks it up, and he collides with Manning Filan. That is 3 on Manning. Irish picking up the intensity on defense, knocked the loose ball away, but the Hawks again got to it first. So Manning will sit down with the 3 fouls, and Malachi Raymond will check in. Coomsey to inbound it. Left corner pass goes to Grover. Grover on the drive, jump stop in the lane, misses a left-handed lay-in. Beautiful move. We got a break there. Rebound Irish. Green in the front court. Wagaman cuts him off on the right wing. Green keeps trying. Pass left corner now to Wood. Up top it goes to Raymond, to Cazell. Swing it to Maddox Filan. 3 on the way. Ball fake leads to Wood with the offensive rebound and the putback. Cohen Wood with the offensive board. The Irish are within 6. That's the closest they've been. They were down 7-0 right out of the gate. They were within 6 once in the second quarter. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Timeout, Liberty Christian. Irish fans fired up. Irish bench fired up. The Patriot 12-point halftime lead is down to 6. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2.
Now we're getting a few bounces now.
Classic FM.
Well, the Patriots have missed a couple threes. We got a break on a nice drive by Grover, and he got between the defense and blew a lay-in, and the Irish are within 6, the closest they've been in the ballgame. Patriots out of the timeout. Hawk will bring it into front court. Irish look like they're going straight man-to-man after the timeout. No, they're kind of matching it up. They're matching up in the zone. I don't know. And now a shot clock violation. I wasn't watching the clock.
I didn't either. Gosh,
now the Patriots weren't either, thank goodness.
Yeah.
The Sales switched up the defense. They started off in zone, then they trailed and got into a man-to-man. And the Patriots turn it over. DeSales can cut it down to 4, which would be as close as they've been all game long. Raymond has it slapped away near half court. Gets it back now. Spencer Green is calling out the offense. He'll dribble between the circles. Left wing pass goes to Cazell. High post to Wood, and he's fouled from behind. Pushed, I think, by Isley. That's Isley's second foul. The only non-senior player that has seen any court time so far. Irish will inbound under their own basket. Nobody open inside outside to Maddox Filan. Drives baseline. Double team gets it to Cazell. Slicing to the basket. He scores. He's fouled. Maddox Filan did a nice job. He drew the defense. Cazell at the top of the key. Nobody guarding him. Sliced down the lane. Got the pass. Drew the contact. Scored the basket. And we'll go to the free throw line, and just like that, the Irish can cut it to a 3-point game. 35-31. Cazell at the line. He's 2 for 2. Has 6 points. Jackson, the 5'9 senior's free throw is up, and it's off the back iron. Rebound Patriots. But the Irish are still as close as they've been all game long. 35-31 Patriots. They've helped the Patriots just 1 field goal here in the second half. 3:13 to go in the third quarter. Wagaman deep on the left wing with it. Now to Hogaboam, to Cowan. Cowan looking inside, nobody open. Up top to Wagaman. Gets by Wood, drives all the way in and lays it in. Wagaman's got 8. Lead is back up to 6 at 37-31. They are tough to match up with 5 on 5. And now Hogaboom slaps it away. Grover steals it from Fallon and lays it in. Maddox, careless with the ball, tried to pass it on the wing. Hogaboom slapped it away, took it and laid it in. Patriots score 4 in a row after the Irish had got within 4. Now it's up to 8. Now to Wood. Wood drives on Isley. Can't get him in the air. No room to shoot. Pass in the middle to Green. It's tipped. Green ends up with it and misses the lay-in. Wood on the tip. It won't go. Tries again. It still won't go. The Irish got a break as the tip pass went right to Spencer, and Spencer could not finish an open lay-in. Doggone it. Irish down 39-31. Wagaman, a 3 off the screen. Won't go. Long rebound goes right back to him. And now they'll reset. Ball is tipped and goes right to Isley. Isley looking inside. Wide open is Cowan. Oh, he won't shoot it. Swinging out to Hawk to Wagaman. 3 on the way. Got it. The Hawks have scored 7 in a row. Now the Sales need the timeout. The Irish were within 4. They're now down 11 on a 7-0 run by the Patriots. They've made just 1 field goal the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, and they've scored 7 in a row. 42-31 Patriots, Irish with the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Coach Wood has to call the timeout to try to stop that 7-0 run. They get it inside of Green. No room to shoot. To now, the ball is in Maddox Filan's hand. Back to Green. To Maddox. Malachi Raymond. Warwick's on the floor now for the Irish. He's got the ball deep on the right wing. Pass right corner to Raymond. Shot clock down to 8. They'll swing it around to Gazelle. Drives left elbow now to Maddox Filan. On the drive, double team, kicks it out to Green. Deep 3. Got it. He beats the shot clock buzzer with a Hank Warden Edward Jones 3. And the Irish get back with an 8. They needed that badly. Now with it at half court is Grover. Grover still on the dribble. Now gets it mid-post to Hogaboom. Back up between the circles to Hawk. Hawk had those 2 first quarter threes. One at the buzzer at the end of the quarter. Hasn't scored since. In the corner to Wagaman. He hits the 3. Wagaman has 8 for the quarter, 14 for the game. And the Patriot lead is back up to 11 with a minute to go in the third. Maddox Filan pass up top between the circles to Gazelle. Gazelle back to Green. Long 3 on the way. Long rebound won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Hogaboom. Here comes Hawk the other way. In the corner to Wagaman. 3 on the way again. He's got it again. Back to back to back. 3-pointers for the 6'3" senior transfer student. Sat out last year, and he's making them pay this year. There's Maddox Filan. Finds Warwick on the baseline for a lay-in. 48-36. Irish are down 12. They got it down to 4, I think it was, 6 or 4. And now Wagaman drives and scores again. 13 points in the quarter for Wagaman. Now in the left corner to Filan. Back to Green. Wagaman on him. Green takes a tough shot from the elbow at the buzzer, and it won't go. And Riker Wagaman, 13 fourth quarter points, including back-to-back-to-back 3-point field goals after the Irish had cut it. It was either 6 or 4, I can't remember. 50-36 Patriots with 8 minutes to go. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. So the Sales, the first 5 minutes of that third quarter, they were really getting after the Patriots. The Patriots had scored only 2 points, and the Irish had cut a 12-point half deficit down to six. And then Riker Wagaman went off, scoring 12 points in the last 3 minutes of the quarter. And the Patriots missed their first shot of the second half, but the rebound goes off of Manning Filan's leg and out of bounds. Irish down 50-36, end up being outscored 17-15 in that third quarter. So what a response by the Patriots to that comeback the first about 4.5 minutes of the third quarter for the Irish. Wagman on the backdoor cut as it slapped away by Green and out of bounds. And then they say it goes off of Wagman. He's obviously got the hot hand. I'm almost positive, I already said it, they had a wide receiver on the football team, number 18, and I said, I don't remember that guy from last year, and I was told that he was a transfer from Kamiakin who had to sit out the year before. And so he's a big difference maker. The Irish miss a shot inside, Patriots with the rebound. High post pass to Grover, right corner to Cowan, three-pointer on the way, won't go, long rebound goes right to Cowan. Cowan, jump stop in the lane, eight-footer off the mark, won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond, and then he's fouled as Hogaboom and Grover and Wagaman both there. And the foul is on Grover, his first foul of the fourth quarter. Irish down 50-36. Spencer Green gets it to the high post to Wood, right corner to Green. Catch and shoot three, he's got it. Spencer's fourth, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. He's got 14 after not scoring in the first quarter. Irish back within 11. Got to get some stops here. Get that offensive rebound and go the other way. Hogaboom gets a defender. Grover gets a defender in the air. Won't shoot. Kick out. Said to Hawk. Hawk's three to pointer on the way. Rebound tip in the corner. Chased down by Grover. Not a Hawk, and they'll reset. The Sales getting beat to the loose balls. They were getting around the horn to Cowan. Pass up top, tipped away by Green. Yes. Loose ball goes to Raymond. And then Green and Cowan collide, and the foul's going to get called on Cowan. They both went high for that ball. They hit each other, and they call the foul on Cowan. 6:18 to go in the ball game. In regulation anyway, DeSales down 50-39. High post pass to Manning Filan. Back to Green between the circles. Looking for a cutter. Nobody open. Kicks it in left wing. Manning Filan back to Spencer. Two players on him. Gets Wood inside. Cut to the basket on the lane by Manning Filan. He's fouled. Wagaman and Hogaboom were there. A lot of double teaming on the ball by the Patriots. The Irish players got a cut. And that foul is on Hogaboom.
Last one was two.
Okay, the last one was two. So he's got four. So just like that, Camden Hogaboom, one of their stars with four fouls. Manning Filan to shoot two free throws. First one is up and in and out.
They can't get a break.
Manning just 4 points in the ballgame. Hogaboom will sit down and Isley will come in. The Patriot fans, very appreciative of his efforts on the floor. Manning's second free throw also off the mark. The Sales is just really out of sync. They've been taken out of their game two of the last three nights by very good teams. Two undefeated teams, Moses Lake Christian and Liberty Christian. It's early January. You got to learn from this kind of stuff. Irish down 50-39. There's a steal out front by Spencer Green. He goes and lays it in. All right, gets the lead down to single digits at 50-41. Patriots in the front court. Wagaman in between the circles. Wood on him. Wagaman still with the dribble. High post pass goes to Grover. Back to Wagaman. Step back three in front of Green, and he's got it. Wagaman's fourth. Hank Ward, Edward Jones, three of the second half. He hit three in a row in the third quarter, and Green had a hand in his face. That's a heck of a shot. 53-41 Patriots. 5 minutes to go, and there's a reach-in foul called on Grover against Maddox Filan. That's four fouls on the Patriots. So the Irish will shoot free throws from now on all Patriot defensive fouls. The Irish is 3 of 7 from the free throw line. Maddox Filan gets the ball as it on the inbound, slapped away by Grover. Now gets it to Wood. Back to Maddox. Maddox one step, passes back to Green. Three on the way. He's got it. Spencer Green trying to answer the challenge of Wagaman. He's got 18. Wagaman's got 21. The Irish down 53-44. Spencer got off to that rough start, not scoring in the first quarter. He's keeping the Irish in it right now. Irish within 9. Hawk between the circles. Pass deep right wing to Cowan. Back to Hawk. Hawk on the drive. Scoop to the hoop. Leaves it short. Rebound. Goes over the... 3 Irish were there. They all jumped towards the rim, and it went right over their head. Got to get the ball. Wow.
Oh, they're getting the bounces, though.
Yeah, 53-44. Irish down 9. Swing it to Cowan. Open for 3. Won't take it. Right corner, Wagaman. Now inside. Wide open to Grover for the lay-in. All eyes on the defense went to Wagaman. And timeout to Sales. Patriots back up 55-44. 3:48 to go in the ballgame. We come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the DeSales boys have gotten introduced to Riker Wagaman, a senior not on the roster last year. He had to sit out a year after transferring. He had 6 first half points on 3 2-point field goals, but he had a big 12-point third quarter, including back-to-back-to-back Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes. He's hit another one here in the fourth quarter. And they get it to Manning Filan off the inbound play at the foul line. Can't hit the shot. Rebound Wagaman. But we got a whistle on the rebound. And it's going to be a foul on Mateo Jimenez. Mateo's first. DeSales really needs to start fouling a little bit. They're likely going to get in a situation where they're going to have to put the Patriots at the free throw line. Hogebohm checks back in with the 4 fouls. At the other end, DeSales got to drive right into the Patriot players or shoot threes.
Wow.
Got to draw fouls inside and get to the line or hit from the three-point line. Number one, you got to stop them and then get the defensive rebound. Hawk out front, swing it over to Cowan. Patriots very patient in their sets right now. 9 on the shot clock. Gazelle on Wagaman. Wagaman gets it to Hawk. Hawk on the dribble drive. Goes up strong, high off the glass. Oh. Tipped at the buzzer, shot clock buzzer. It won't go, but there's a foul on the rebound. The Patriots attacked the basket as the shot clock wound down. They attacked the offensive boards, and they'll go to the free throw line. That foul was on Cazell, his first. And Nate Grover will shoot 2 free throws. He's got 10. These are the first free throw attempts of the game for the Patriots. Amazing. He misses the first one. 11-point Patriot lead. Second free throw is also off the mark. Manning, Filan, and Hawk fight for it. Spencer Green's going to save it. Keeps the dribble. They chase him, make him give it up to Gazelle. Up court to Malachi Raymond. Long cross curve pass to Jimenez. He drives all the way in, goes up strong. A lot of contact, no call. And there's a foul on the rebound as Mateo went up for the board. Mateo Jimenez has been the one guy that seems to be all the time playing at the same speed and effort level as the Patriots. And that's the fifth foul of the quarter on the Patriots. So Mateo Jimenez will shoot two free throws. He's one of two at the line. Stops the clock with 2:56 to go. Chance to get it down to a one-digit, single-digit score spread. First free throw is in and out, stays out.
Man,
Sales has missed three free throws in a row. Lost to Moses Lake Christian Friday, 54-44, down 55-44 right now. Mateo hits the second free throw. 10-point Patriot lead. The Sales has to make a special effort down the stretch here. Now we've got a whistle and a timeout by the Patriots. 55-45, Liberty Christian with the ball, a 10-point lead, and 2:47 to go in the ball game when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Malachi Raymond. We're back live. Irish down 55-45. Manning, Filan, Spencer Green, Mateo Jimenez, Malachi Raymond, and Cohen Wood come out of the huddle for DeSales. Hawk, Hogaboam, Grover, Cowan, and Wagaman. The five seniors who started the game are in there right now for the Patriots. Hogaboam with the four fouls on the left wing. The cross court to Cowan. Right wing pass tipped out of bounds to the Patriot bench with just four on the shot clock. Find Wagaman. Don't let him get the ball. He comes right to it. Shoots a fadeaway from the corner. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound. Hogaboam up top to Hawk. They didn't find Wagaman. Now the Patriots will reset. Right corner to Cowan. 2 minutes, 16 seconds to go. They get it back to Wagaman. He gets a little hesitation dribble, puts a shot up. He gets caught on the edge of the rim between the rim and the backboard and sticks there. Possession error in favor of the Patriots. So the Irish get a break there as Wagaman had broke through the defense.
But he had to throw it up. They're finally getting to him a little bit.
Yeah. That's 2:11 to go. The Sales got to get rolling here. They need four scoring possessions here in the final 2 minutes. Up top, the Manning pile. Now to Wood. Wood drives in, goes up strong on Hogaboam and lays it in. Wood's got eight. The lead is down to eight. Irish full court press. They get it to Grover. Grover into front court to Cowan. Now to Hawk. Double team on Hawk. Pass to Grover. Grover has it knocked away. Gets it back. Raymond shadowing him. Now Green pressuring the ball. They got Grover in the corner. He gets it off top to Hawk. Grover's a guy to foul if you're going to foul somebody. He missed two free throws earlier. Hawk in the corner to Cowan. Four on the shot clock. Three on the way. Catching some rim.
No.
Wagaman gets it. Can't hit it. Hogaboam can't get it. Grover does, and he's fouled. They say before the shot, though. Back-to-back offensive rebounds for the Patriots. And a foul on the third one. They say not on the shot. That's four on Manning Filan. Three on the Irish. 1:25 to go. DeSales got to get a stop right away. And Manning finally slaps it away. Irish down eight. They've got to think about fouling if they don't get a steal off the inbound. They're down three possessions. And they've got a five-second call. The Patriots don't get the ball inbounds. That'll do. Irish force a turnover without any time running off the clock.
All right, let's hit three more.
Maddox finally gets it to Green. Spencer on the drive. They've got two players on him. Cross court to Maddox. Catch and shoot three. Off the back iron. Rebound tip. Malachi Raymond's got to kick out to Manning Filan. To Maddox in the corner to Green. Catch and shoot three. Off the iron. Hits it again. Won't go. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. Out to Spencer. Three on the way. Still won't go. Manning. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. Kicks it out to Maddox. Back to Malachi. Three on the way. It's an air ball. The Sales got 2 3-point Habby. You get that rebound, you got to go in and score it. And then Hawk goes the other way and lay it in. The Sales hit the panic button there. 57 to 47. Hawks in front. Green. Spencer's got to go up with that shot. He got Cowan in the air. Should have launched the three, but he got three free throws. That last possession, the first three-point attempt, yes. Yeah. You get the rebound inside. You got to get it up there. Try to draw a foul, and the Sales, with still at that time over a minute to go, just started firing away from the three-point line. They were not good shots. So with 39.9 seconds to go, Spencer Green will hit the first free throw.
Yeah, a little bit of a
minor
panic.
That's a learning moment for the Irish down this as we get closer to district and state tournament time. Green hits both free throws. Now they've got to go for the steal or the foul. They've got a foul, and Hawk dribbles right by him, and he won't. And now Manning Filam will go foul him, and he'll foul out.
Wow.
The Sales is trying to foul, and now they foul Hawk. Trevor Hawk set the tone early along with his senior teammates. He hit two first quarter, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, including one at the buzzer to end the first quarter to give him a 10-point lead that the Irish have never recovered from. And now they'll foul Grover. That's the right guy to foul. He is 0 for 2 from the line. So Manning Filan fouled out with 33 seconds left and just 4 points. And now Grover's 0 for 2 at the line. Will shoot 2 3 throws with 31.4 seconds. His first one is off the iron. The Sales down 8. 57 to 49. They need three possessions. They don't necessarily need a three-pointer. They need a quick basket. Grover's second free throw also off the mark. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Outlet to Spencer. He's got to push it. First good-looking shot. You got to take it. He gets Hogaboam in the air. He misses the shot, but he's fouled, and that's going to be 5 on Hogaboam. He'll foul out with 24.2 seconds left and 7 points. So Spencer Green will shoot 2 free throws with 24.2 seconds to go. Irish down 8. Spencer's first one is good. He's 3 for 3. 11 points in the quarter, 22 for the game. He passed Wagaman, who has 21. Spencer's second one is good. It's a 6-point game. Steal, and then they got to get a foul. They foul Hawk right away. And Hawk will go to the other end and shoot 2 free throws with 23.2 seconds left. The push foul was called on Maddox Filan, his first of the game. Mateo Jimenez has checked in. He checked in when Manning Filan fouled out. Crowd is quiet. Good sportsmanship. And Hawk bricks a lay-in attempt. Well, the Patriots are trying to help the Irish. They are 0 for 5 from the free throw line. All of their free throws have come here in the fourth quarter. They've hit everything else.
Yeah. Nobody's in their face.
Second free throw is good. And that's a very important one because it makes it a 3-possession game. Irish don't need a three, but Spencer will take a long one off the back iron. Hawk loses a rebound out of bounds. Now It's pretty tough for DeSales right now, 15.9 seconds to go. But do the math. You're down eight. You need the fastest basket you can get, whether it's a three or a two. Left corner to Filan. Three on the way, blocked out of bounds by Wagaman.
That'd been a good one to fake and
yeah,
take a step sideways.
Wagaman, the long arm of the law. He tries after it again. Don't get it. Three-pointer. Won't go. Rebound Wood. Tipped. Can't get it to go. Rebound Hawks. And Trevor Hawk will show some good sportsmanship and run out the clock. And the Patriots give the Irish their second loss in three games on their home floor with a 58-51 win. We'll be back with the totals on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Sales boys, for the second time in, we'll see, Friday, they lost Friday and now on Wednesday. So, for a three-game homestand, played at home Friday, Saturday, and Wednesday. And they go into the locker room as a losing team twice in that three-game stand. They play two undefeated teams, Moses Lake Christian on Friday and Liberty Christian tonight. And they lose by similar scores. Lost to Moses Lake Christian 54-44 on Friday. Moses Lake Christian, the number one ranked team in the state. And tonight against the number two team in the state, Liberty Christian, the Irish lose 58-51. Sales record goes to 4-1 in the division, 6-2 overall. Liberty Christian improves to 6-0 in the division and 10-0 at the halfway mark of the season for them. They play a 20-game regular season. That's their 10th game. And they sent the message right away. The Irish are down 7-0 right out of the gate. The five senior starters for the Patriots, four of them made first quarter field goals. Trevor Hawk had 2 3-pointers, including a buzzer beater. Harrison Cowan had a three-pointer as well, as the Patriots outscore the Irish by 10, and then they make it hold up the rest of the way. The Irish were outscored 16-14 in the second quarter, trailed 33-21 at the half. The Irish came out strong in the third quarter, cut the lead to 6 points with the ball, as I recall. No, that was in the first half. They cut to 6 points with the ball. And then the Patriots won a 7-0 run to get it up to 13. But in the third quarter, with under 4 minutes to play in the third, the Irish had cut it to a 6-point ball game. They had outscored the Patriots 8-2 to start the second half. Only one field goal, that by Nate Grover. And then Riker Wagaman, 6'3 senior, had a big last 3-plus minutes of the third quarter. He hit 5 field goals, including back-to-back-to-back Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. He had that's a 13-point quarter. He ended the quarter with 19 for the game, and the Patriots end up outscoring the Irish 17-15 to actually grow their lead to 14 heading into the final 8 minutes. The Irish got it down to single digits a couple times, and too little too late there at the very end as Spencer Green hit 4 straight free throws to get it down to the final margin at 58-51. But in the final minute, the Irish got a little panicky, bombs away from the 3-point line where they maybe coulda, woulda, shoulda, took it hard to the basket. But learning moments. We'll be back with the individual totals and wrap things up. You listen to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the gym clear is starting to clear out here on a school night here at DeSales in the new year. Irish lose 58-51. I gave the scoring summary by quarter in the last segment. Here are individual totals. For the Hawks, under head coach Dylan Hawk, with their win, they go to 6-0 in the league and 10-0 for the season. And they will stay the number two team in the state. Coach Hawk got 7 players in the game, 6 seniors and a junior. They are a very experienced team. 6 of those 7 players scored. Very balanced throughout the first half. They had 4 different players with 6 and a player with 5 and a player with 4. Then Riker Wagaman really took over in the last 3 minutes of the third quarter. He leads all Liberty Christian scores with 22 points. 10 points for Nate Grover. 9 points for Trevor Hawk. He hit that buzzer-beating 3 that got them up by 10 at the end of the first quarter, and they were extremely fired up, and the Irish boys never really did enough to try to get the momentum back. 7 points for Camden Hogaboom, who fouled out with 24 seconds left. 6 points for Harrison Cowan, both on Hank Ward and Edward Jones' threes in the first half, and 4 points for Eli Isley, the only non-senior player to get in the ballgame. The Patriots did not shoot a free throw in the first three quarters. In the fourth quarter, they tried to help us out. They hit 1 of 6 from the free throw line, but the Irish just couldn't take advantage of it. Got a little too panicky from beyond the arc there with about a minute left, and then it just couldn't get back in it. For Coach Wood, he got 8 players in the game. 7 of them score points. 2 for Mateo Jimenez off the bench. The 6-foot freshman really was the one guy I felt this start to finish. When he was in the ballgame, he was really trying to match them with the hustle and the desire. The other Irish guys were too, but maybe just a step behind the Patriots. 2 points for Jake Warwick off the bench. 4 for Manning Filan. A tough game for the 5'10 senior. Nice post move in the first quarter. But then I think he was like trying to be too physical inside and just no touch inside. And we missed a lot of chances to grab rebounds as the Patriots really beat us on the boards. I don't have stats for that. Jackson Gazelle, 6 points. 6 for Maddox Filan on a couple of Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes in the first half. Maddox had kind of a rough night. He did not score in the second half. Cohen Wood with 8 points. And then Spencer Green did not score in the first quarter. He first touch of the game, he shot a deep, deep three that was off the mark and then couldn't find the range the rest of the quarter. Then he got it going in the second quarter, hit a couple of Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes and a 2-point field goal. He had 1 3-pointer in the third quarters. He's always going to be the main focus of the defense, and he just keeps trying to get after it and just missing some shots he knows he should be making. But in the fourth quarter, he hit 2 Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes, a 2-point field goal as well, and he was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. So he scored 12 fourth quarter points, and he ends up leading all scorers with 23 points, but not enough. The Irish ended up shooting 8 of 13 from the free throw line. But Spencer was 4 for 4, so you do the math. The rest of the team was 4 of 9 from the free throw line. So the DeSales boys will have to regroup and head up to Wenatchee, try to get some team building going and get some momentum back. They'll play Cascade of Leavenworth Friday night at Wenatchee Valley Community College at 7 p.m. in the Native American Classic. And then on Saturday morning, they'll play Tulalip Heritage at 11 a.m. at the Toyota Center. So that's the tale of the tape, the schedule of the upcoming games. Lon, final thoughts, and Dairy Queen player of the game input. What do you think?
Well, gosh darn it, they played hard. I do think they pulled the trigger a little bit too quick most of the game. But the rebounds just kept coming back to Liberty Christian.
Yeah.
We were there. We're in good position, but the ball just went their way tonight. So yeah. I don't think they have anything really to be ashamed of. I think they lose by 7 points, and with Wagaman going off, and if he can do that every game,
then
they're going to be tough. But I'd be surprised if they can pull that off every game. But
yeah.
they liked our gymnasium, didn't they?
Yeah, it is January 7th, so we've got about 6 weeks to regroup. And it's not like we're losing to mediocre teams. The two teams we've lost to are the only two teams ahead of us in the rankings, and both of them are undefeated. They're good clubs. And we just got to keep learning from it. So player of the game, any definite thoughts? I've got some thoughts. But will you talk first?
Well, Mateo and Jackson played solid when they were in there, but they weren't in there enough, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're not an offensive threat. So I think I'd have to go with Spencer. He took some pretty quick shots. He didn't have his normal game, even though he got 23 points, but.
Yeah. Well, 23 points with a scoreless first quarter. And what a lot of people don't recognize is the pressure that every team's defense puts on him. And he knows those Liberty Christian players well. In fact, he's over there talking with Wagaman and Hawk right now. And Wagaman had the biggest quarter, but Spencer did beat him by a point for for High Point for the game. So it's good to see that good sportsmanship. And Spencer didn't get 49 like he did last year on January 11th to set the school record. But, yeah, he's not going away, and there's a lot of season left to play. So Spencer Green, our Dairy Queen player of the game, 23 points to lead all scorers, but albeit in a losing effort. Irish lose at 58-51. So with that, we'll thank Lon for being here with me, and we'll thank you for listening along the way, and a team effort back at the studio by Juliana and Gabe. We always appreciate their efforts, and of course, we thank all of our great sponsors, and especially when we have long road trips, like I'll be heading up to Wenatchee here for a couple games and spending the night in a hotel, and that adds some expense to things, and our sponsors do a great job of supporting our radio station in that way, and the best way we can thank them is to support their businesses. And of course, thank you for listening. Without listeners, we don't have a broadcast. With that, this is Mike Spies saying God bless. I'll talk to you from Wenatchee on Friday night at 7 p.m., the Sales Boys versus Cascade of Leavenworth. Until then, we'll say God bless and send you back to the studios of 94.1 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.